Good morning. It's Friday, February the 19th, 2010, and this is the Three Beautiful Things podcast from a very wintry Tunbridge Wells. Saturday, February the 13th. Milkman, pram, and more room. 1. I open the door at first light. The milkman has left us 2 pints and a large pot of yoghurt. Its big round lid seems to be smiling at me. 2. I walk down the hill, and a mother with a pram is on her way up. She's talking nonsense to her baby, exaggerating sounds to make it laugh. I catch her eye, and we both smile. 3. The men from the charity shop have taken away an armchair. The sitting room is now so large that Nick can whirl me round without hitting anything. Sunday, February the 14th, 2010. The run, parade and recital. 1. 2 children and a black dog race along the path across the valley. They look as if they could go on running all afternoon. 2. We join the Chinese New Year parade and follow the lanterns bobbing through town, their translucent paper glued over basketwork frames. A dragon, a tiger, and a dolphin. It's all endangered species this year, because it's the year of the tiger. 3. Nick says that his boss was impressed when he told her we were going to a recital this evening. She's thinking of moving to Tunbridge Wells, since it's the sort of place where a person can pop out for a recital. As Lucille said in a comment, that's the sort of thing that estate agents ought to be telling us. Monday, February the 15th. 2 cards, cheap shop, and paper soldiers. 1. We open our valentines to each other, and find we've both bought the same card depicting a badger cub. 2. My groceries, mainly bread flour, are a lot cheaper than I expect. 3. Listening to the radio and cutting out paper soldiers from Waterloo. They call them printfantry, and Nick loves them. Tuesday, February the 16th. Not commuting, the long walk, and an interview. 1. On a frosty morning, as I wave Nick off, I hear a neighbour scraping the ice off his car. When I can't see Nick anymore, I go inside and get back to work. 2. My cousin Laura is going to walk 100 kilometres in less than 30 hours. She's doing it for Oxfam and the Gurkha Welfare Trust. She and the Bean team are going at their training with impressive dedication. 2. I interview an actor who sings a snatch of memory down the phone for me. Her voice wobbles as she describes preparing herself to play Grisabella in Cats. Wednesday, February the 17th. Friends, pancakes and Murdoch. 1. With it being half-term, there's been a lot of children's programmes on the radio. This morning they played I Can Tell That We Are Gonna Be Friends by the White Stripes. It's one of those songs that always puts a smile on my face, and the effect is intensified when I hear it by chance. 2. We make pancakes. It's Shrove Tuesday. With pancakes, the first few are always a mess, and then they start to come out right. 3. The first episode of the new season of Murdoch is a detective series set in 19th century Toronto. Murdoch finds himself across the Atlantic in Bristol, suffering from amnesia, and, more pressingly, 2 murderous pursuers. Thursday, February the 18th. Bamboozled proofreading and the end of the day. 1. Disaster! The normally reliable milkman hasn't been. Then, as I'm waving Nick off, I find the bottle on the other side of the doorstep. I can't believe I missed it. 2. Diary through town on a crisp, clear day to an office where I can make a large pile of proofreading disappear. 3. To finish work, sit down on the sofa next to my husband and eat a chocolate. And here's a bonus beautiful thing. Nick comes home clutching a copy of Lindy's baseball preview. He waves it in my face and says, "Look, it's the first sign of spring. It's like a little crocus pushing through the grass." Friday, February the 19th. Wild Thing spirits and final touches. Allison says that people who are anxious are that way because they're sensitive to their surroundings, like wild creatures. She tells me about a cat she has that is white with black markings and not the other way round. She asks the vet why this cat is always so jumpy, and he said, "Feral cats are often white and black, so wildness is running through him. I think of all the nervy people I know in a completely new light." 2. I add a splash of brandy to my chicken gravy. It's a good combination. 3. To do a last few bits of work before bed and go to sleep feeling as if I've stolen a march on tomorrow's deadlines. And that's it. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful week, and look out for your own beautiful things. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.